Praise God. The following testimonies are some testimonies of healing that have taken place over the past few years. Some people have been kind enough to give their testimonies and to share what God has done in their lives. And as we know, God's healing power is not diminished in any way. As it says in Malachi 3:6, "For I am the Lord thy God, I never change." Hebrews 13:8, "The same yesterday, today, and forever." So please be encouraged just as you listen to the following testimonies. When the testimonies are finished at the end of the CD, I will be praying for the sick and believe for God to touch and to heal people. And again, he receives all the glory and all the honour, for he alone is worthy. So just be blessed as you listen to the following testimonies and just be encouraged. So George, just if you'd share a wee bit of testimony about how the Lord touched you, you know, with your shoulder and that then.
Yeah, my name is George Smith. I met Martin about six or seven months ago in a cafe in Sainsbury's. I'd been introduced to him. I'd been ice skating about 3 days before and I'd done my shoulder in and I just couldn't get rid of the pain. And a friend introduced me to Martin, who I went to meet for the first time. We had coffee and a sandwich and we started to pray together, and all of a sudden my arm shot up in the air and I could move it freely again. And that was my first experience of Martin's healing ministry. Absolutely fantastic.
That's great, thanks. Well, God still heals today, praise God. And Esther, I'm just coming over to you now. This is Esther, George's wife. I've introduced you. Could you just tell us, Esther, what happened to you when God touched you, when George came in that day? Okay, Esther?
Yes. My husband George came in the day after the same day I spoke to Martin, and he was saying about phoning Martin, and Martin would pray the prayer, and then he says, "No, Esther, I'll pray the prayer," and he took it upstairs and I sat in the bed and he says, "Now I'm going to put my hand on your back and I'm going to say the prayer." And he was saying the prayer, and I was praying, "Jesus, yes, will you heal me?" And then all of a sudden, I got this heat on my back, and I'm needing to go to the toilet. So I get up, and as I was going to the toilet, it was just as if the pain was coming out of me. And when I stood up, I felt the pain had gone. Glory be to God.
Yeah. Esther, how long did you have that problem in your back for? You can tell us how long you had that problem in your back.
I had the pain for about 3 years, if not longer, and there was days that I couldn't straighten my back up because of the pain in my back and my spine.
Right. We're just, George's tonight, the 7th of April. We're just praying for some people and we'll just get some testimonies to share. And we're just going to have a testimony here. We'll just let you go on and explain what happened. Just introduce yourself and tell us about Anne and what happened to Anne tonight.
Yeah, hi, I'm David Gracie. And my wife and I were invited to come to George's tonight, where Martin was going to give his testimony about his healing ministry. And a very good friend of ours, Paul, who's saved, has a wife who isn't saved but is in terrible pain. She's racked with pain. She uses a stick to walk. She's doubled over and she can hardly lift anything of any even sort of light weight. Now Paul couldn't make it tonight, and I did say to him, we were quite happy to bring Anne up if she wanted to come. I was a bit doubtful whether Anne would come because she's prone to panic attacks, and the fact she wasn't saved, and this was going to be a meeting where everyone here was a believer, was a Christian. And so Paul felt the same way, and he said, "No, I don't think she would go tonight." And I assume he didn't even mention to Anne in the end. However, I was wrong in what I'd said to Paul. I'd said, well, you know, all she needs is faith in order to be healed. She doesn't have to be necessarily saved. Well, during the course of the meeting tonight, Martin, as he was giving his testimony, it became obvious to me that I'd given totally the wrong advice there. And you didn't have to be saved, and you didn't even have to have that faith. It's not Martin that's doing the healing. It's not your faith that's being the cause of your healing. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. And when I realized that, and I thought, well, I'll give Anne a ring, because Martin can do this over the phone. Part of his testimony was in the way he was healing people over the phone, and by letter and by email and so on. So I knew this would work. I wasn't sure how Anne would take it. I rang Anne, and eventually when I got through to her, I was actually quite surprised by her attitude, because I thought she'd be very panic-stricken about it all. She wouldn't want to take part and so on. But when I explained to her what it was all about, and she was absolutely, straight away she said, well, that'd be wonderful, thank you, that'd be really good. And to think of Anne talking to a total stranger who's going to pray for her over the phone for her pain was just unbelievable. But anyway, she agreed to do it. I passed the phone to Martin. Martin prayed over Anne, and when he came back into the room, his last words, his parting words to Anne were, "Praise be to God." So I knew that something had happened. And when I took the phone back and said to Anne, "Well, what happened?" And she said, "Well, I'd heard her actually before passing the phone to Martin, that she'd asked her sister whether she could use her bedroom to be alone for Martin to pray, and she was telling me that even on, you know, she was walking up the stairs to go to the bedroom, she was in terrible pain, and after Martin had prayed over Anne over the phone, she felt a heat, and she felt the pain had gone. And I mean, praise God, she actually, you know, this is something that can only help Anne in her coming to the Lord in the future, in that, you know, the Lord has shown her his power, shown her his love, and she understands that. So praise be to God.
Yeah. Praise God, yeah, thank you. And we're just going to pass over now to your good wife, and could you just introduce yourself and tell people what happened to you tonight, and full of smiles here and full of spirit here. Okay.
Hi, my name's Letitia, David's wife. We were invited down to Esther and Geordie's tonight to meet Martin and to hear about his healing ministry. And I've been suffering a pain in my back for a few years now, but it's mainly in my hips and my lower back. And it's usually really bad at night, so much so it would keep me awake. But during the day, it's not too bad. But on the journey down here tonight, I could feel the pain getting worse. And I was thinking to myself, this isn't going to work for me, this, because the pain's actually getting worse. Nothing's, it hasn't been this bad during the day for a long time. So when we got here tonight, we were listening to Martin and hearing some of the testimonies. I started to get a little bit of hope, but then I could feel the pain when I went to move. So the doubt started creeping in again, and I was thinking, this isn't going to work for me, it's not going to work for me. And I actually started to feel sick with anticipation. And for tuppence that, I got up and walked out and thought, no, it's not going to work for me. If the door had have opened, I'd have been out of it, because I was that doubtful. Not doubtful of the Lord's work at all in any way, just doubtful that, you know, that because the pain was getting worse. So when Martin laid his hand on me, the first thing I felt was the heat. The next thing I felt was, like, relaxed, like a peace had come in. And then I started to feel tremendous heat. And then I felt like a very lightness, like very joy. And I heard a noise in my back. I wasn't too sure what it was. And when the prayer was finished and we said, Amen, I instantly wanted just to stand up and smile, and I did, and I haven't stopped smiling since. Glory be, praise the Lord.
And the pain?
What? Oh, and the pain. Well, I don't know where the pain went, but I haven't got it anymore.
Thanks, God.
Well, I've been saved now almost 30 years. I was saved on the 4th of July, 1976. And what happened with my connection, how I got to know Martin was, I knew Martin through church, but how I got to know Martin and involved in the prison ministry was a number of years ago. I had a very bad fall in work and had completely dislocated this whole shoulder. And after a couple of years, I changed jobs and the whole thing came back again. And what had happened was the shoulder had collapsed muscle-wise and bone-wise, and a lump had appeared on the top of it, a lump about the size of a grape, probably about that size. And there was lots of things going on in my life at that time, because this job, I needed to be able to lift things. So really, down the line, I was going to lose my job because of the injury. So what happened was Martin met me in church one Sunday morning. We're going to church, and he says, "Hugh, your arm's really bad." I says, "Yeah, I've only got 30% movement in it." And he says, "Look, I'll pray for you after church." Well, I have to be honest with you and say, I wasn't in the frame of mind to be even to be prayed for. There was so much going on in my life at that particular time that, honestly, after church, I tried to avoid Martin going home. You know, but Martin has this knack of sort of sourcing you out and finding you. So he met me anyway after church, and we went into a small classroom, and we sat down, and Martin prayed the simplest prayer, I believe the same prayer that's in the booklet, and he would use in the ministry. And halfway through, when Martin was praying, he says, the lump has gone. It's disappeared. The lump's away. And I says, "Martin, keep praying. Just keep praying." And after we'd stopped praying, after Martin had stopped praying, he says, stand up. You know, move your arm. Do something. And I was able to move this arm wherever I wanted to put it. The whole thing was completely healed. God had completely healed the whole thing. Which meant that, you know, bones had to realign themselves, because the x-rays in the hospital showed that the bones were all out of shape and that there was muscle torn away. So that all had to be put right, and that was all put right in an instant. Wow. You know, just by the grace of God, you know. So, but not only did that, was it a tremendous healing, you know, of my shoulder, but it safeguarded my job. It took all that pressure away, you know, from the whole family of losing the whole job. So, that was really, I mean, you could talk for so long about all this shoulder, but that was really it in a nutshell.
Mia from Wrexham. Hi, Mia.
Oh, hello. I'm listening to Martin.
Yes, Martin's Mia, there, my love. Yes,
hello, Howard.
Hello, my love.
Listen, Martin, I phoned you not long before the program,
yes.
2 hours ago.
I remember, Mia, yes.
And I'm not looking at the television because you don't correspond with the television.
Oh.
Hang on, I'll have to turn away from the telly. So what happened, I asked you to pray for me.
Yep.
And my daughter.
Yes.
And I received a healing from God.
Praise God.
There and then.
Praise God.
I brought me washing in without any pain. And
can you bring mine in as well, then, love? Can you bring mine in as well?
Yes, okay, Howard.
Thank
I've just seen I've been able to do things I haven't been able to do
for
a long time without pain.
How long were you in pain?
I've been in pain for years.
Oh,
absolute years. And then I felt this funny sensation go up my arm.
That happened, yeah. Yeah, wonderful, isn't it? That's the power of God. And your daughter was touched as well?
Yes, she's been on some type of, stuff, Howard knows about it.
Well, I couldn't even pronounce it when I was trying to read the email.
No, but she's got fibromyalgia.
They said fibromyalgia. Right.
But she's been on different, the Hallelujah diet. I think I'm advertising here.
That's all right, go on.
And the mangosteen.
Uh-huh.
And the other one were the 8 nutrients. She's been on the 3 of them, plus other things, to try and get her health better. She was feeling better, but when Martin prayed today, all the pain out of her feet and her hands went. And she was actually outside kicking a football.
Well, oh, right, you can come and join me then.
She's never done before.
Yes. How old is she?
She's 45. 42, I think. I can't make up for the children.
It is. It is incredible.
Yeah, and as I said, she's like a two-year-old running around. I said, and what I want to say to you, it's difficult, these things, I'll say. But, you know, I bless you, everything, you know, you're doing in the presence, and it's through God, and healing me was through God, healing Kathy was through God.
Okay, my name's Holly, and I just want to share a bit of testimony about how I was healed. Basically, it all started when I went out on a missions trip to Uganda, and I had the usual sort of stomach upsets you get when you're travelling, and just wasn't right. And when I came home, it just carried on, and my stomach was sort of off for months. It was about 8 months after when the doctors finally realised it was irritable bowel syndrome, and basically couldn't eat very much anything. If you ate too much of any one thing, my stomach just went completely mental, basically. There was times that I blew up so much it looked like I was about 6 months pregnant. But I went to a youth meeting one night where Martin was speaking about his healing ministry and about the prison ministry. And I got a bit of nerve up eventually and went up to get prayed for him. The pain basically got, this was on a Saturday night, and the pain sort of got worse over the Saturday and Sunday, to be honest. But by the Monday, I was at work and suddenly realised, there's no pain here, where is it gone? So I thought, right, okay, I'll test this out a little bit. So I went and ate a pancake, which usually would have set my stomach off, and I'd be in agony after it, just sharp stabbing pains in my stomach and all, but nothing, absolutely nothing, and praise God, like, he totally healed it, and it's still that way today, so.
Yes, praise God. And Holly, you tell us a bit about your mum, what happened to your mum one Sunday morning in the church, okay, if you share, it's a powerful testimony.
It's quite a funny story, really. My mum had hurt her ankle. She still to this day doesn't know how she did it. It just started hurting her one day, and she couldn't put her weight on it or to barely walk on it. And I had said to her about maybe going to talk to Martin. She was having none of it, but we ended up in church one morning. And I ran and got Martin behind her back. She didn't realise, and he went up and started talking to her. Well, she just started limping out of the church like a mad one, trying to run away from him. And he sort of walked after her, didn't take much effort, and just insisted on praying for her, basically. And she was all, oh no, this will never work. It's not for me. It'll never happen. And went home that afternoon, and she thought, right, I'll go for a wee lie down. So she got up again about 2 hours later, and she came into my room. She's like, Holly, I don't know what I'm going to do. My ankle's so sore. And I just said, maybe I could just do this. And I started dancing around the room, and her ankle was totally healed. So praise God again.
Praise God. Thanks, Ryan. We're just at Eunice's house. We've been praying for Isabel. Isabel, would you like to share? You're still shaking. Share about what you're back and what has happened to you just today, okay?
I had an operation on my back 5 years ago, and I couldn't bend. I had to go down on my knees and things like that, and it hurt. And I've been in painkillers ever since. And today, I had my healing, and I actually didn't even bend my knees and touched the floor and jumped up about and twisted around, and my back is great. It's brilliant, and the spirit is in me, and I can't stop shaking, and it's just so good. It's absolutely brilliant. Praise God, you know.
Thanks, sister. That's great. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm absolutely kidding.
Yep.
I lived down by the river for 7 months in a tent. We have been housed now. But we've had to start the house from start to finish. But we will achieve it. I'm full of aches and pains, but thanks to God. And thanks to the preacher that that's prayed for me.
Tell me about your shoulder.
My shoulder, now I can reach to a lot of length, which I could not do before.
Praise
but praise God, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you very much, God.
Yeah, again, we're at Eunice. Sue's just going to share what happened to her. The Lord's really touched her. Sue, just tell us about the pain in your back and shoulder, how long you had it, and what happened today when I prayed for you.
Hello, I've had a pain in my back for nearly 15 years. It's completely gone. My shoulder I've had for about 20 months and it's completely gone, absolutely no pain. Thank you, God. Thanks for helping.
Thanks, Sue.
I've got a problem with my nervous system and my hands and my feet. My name's Michelle. And as soon as Martin put his hands on me, I could feel the difference in my hands. My hands are moving a lot better.
Praise God.
Just introduce yourself now. Okay, June.
Yeah. I'm June Franks. And I've just received the most wonderful feeling from the Lord. I don't know what, in all honesty, it is that is entered into me, but I know something is there, and I know it's of the Lord, and I feel it tingling in me, and time will tell whatever it is, but I know it's from the Lord, and that's all that I care about, that it's...
Thanks, Jane, yeah, thanks. Okay. Elizabeth's just going to share a testimony of young Jake and how the Lord touched him and healed him. Okay, Elizabeth, thanks.
Hello, my name is Elizabeth and I have a grandson called Jake. He was just 5 years old when he got Perthes disease in his left hip. This Perthes disease only happens in little boys, not very many, but little boys. And my Jake's been prayed for, he's been prayed for by Martin, and we know his hip's healed because we took him to the specialist who checked him, and the specialist, when they checked his x-rays, it had come together where the big gap was, and we know he's been healed. He's been prayed again on Saturday night by Martin, and we know the work is completed this time, and we're just waiting for his next x-ray, which will be about 5.5 months' time, and we'll give God the glory because we know he's totally healed. Praise God.
Following are some testimonies of healing that have taken place through the anointed healing prayer that we have sent out. The first ones are taken from some of the pastors who I sent out to the healing prayer in India. The first testimony is of Mr. R. Prasad Rao, aged 60 years. He worked many years in Naval Dockyard. He had 3 sons and 1 daughter, all children married and settled in other places. And for 5 years, he was troubled with heart disease. In this critical situation, our pastor, J. Isaac Babu, visited him and shared the Gospel of Christ. Also presented many Gospel literature to read, like Gospel tracts and other spiritual books. After finished his teaching and talking, this old man asked healing prayer. Our pastor used your anointed prayer and prayed for the heart disease man. This man asked Christ to forgive his sins and cleanse his sins with Christ's precious blood. He accepted Christ as his personal Savior and Lord. Again, after 3 days later, our pastor visited him and asked his situation. He said, God healed me, touched me. He saw Jesus in the night and his light fell on his heart. Jesus touched his heart in the same night. Now he is sleeping well and his heart is working in good condition and very calm. No palpitations, no blood pressure, no heart trouble at all. Our pastor sent this testimony to me on the 16th of the 9th, 06, by post. This man was healed on the 11th of the 9th, 06. No more medicines, no more doctors. Nothing is impossible to God. Praise God indeed. This is another testimony, an amazing testimony of a man who was raised from the dead, came to the anointed healing prayer. He said this man's name is K. Raja Rao, aged 30 years, married, having 2 children. He has no job, educated man, but no jobs in India. He suffered many years, no food, no clothing, many difficulties he faced in his life. No food, so his wife left with her 2 parents with the 2 children. No work, he searched for work in hotels, workshops, fishing trawlers, buses, cleaners jobs, etc. But no job at all. Day by day, his situation is very sad. No food, no wife, no children, no one to take care of him. In this critical situation, in the night he drank poison and killed himself. Doctors done their best, tried their best to revive him. At that time, our pastor, the Prema Kumar, visited this person. No life was in him, but with faith he prayed and used your anointed prayer. He put the paper on his heart and prayed in the powerful name of Jesus. This man, dead man, came back to life, raised back from death. God did this miracle in the hospital. He is stronger now. He accepted Christ as his personal Savior and Lord. He dedicated his life to do the Lord's work. His wife returned back to her husband. And he is distributing tracts to all walks of people. He is serving the Lord full time. Please pray for him and praise God. And these testimonies, you know, I'm reading are true and living testimonies. Another testimony of a man from India. This man's name is Mr. K. Tato Rao, age 32 years of age, an employee in a fertilizer living company. He is a welder in the plant and having good salary, living in good house and having all facilities in the home. This man had many friendship with many girls and many women. Last the AIDS virus entered into his blood, doctors tested his blood and the report is positive. He started to use very costly medicines day by day. He lost his strength. Then he could not go out with any more women. Everything in the body became weak and he was using medicines. In bed, unable to walk, unable to eat, unable to raise from bed. He's in a very bad situation. No hope. He is very near to death in this situation. Our pastor, Pema Masamadram, visited his home and used your anointed prayer. The person confessed all sins which he did in his life. He accepted the Lord as his personal Savior. His faith in Christ, your prayer healed him in a miracle way. Now he is well. He believed the Lord, stopped all bad habits. He became a new creature serving the Lord, doing his job in free time. He is distributing tracts. In this way, he is glorifying our Lord. Pray for him and his family. Praise God for another testimony, powerful testimony. There's a testimony here from Pakistan. Of the brother right there, Evangelist Mark Amir. Again, this is through the healing prayer. Here's one man, his name is Ashif Masa. There was an injury to his eyes 6 years ago. There was much pain in his eyes. His eyes were very red. The problem was in his left eye. I used your prayer and God blessed me. Now he is completely healed. Praise God. He's been completely healed. He said he's feeling no more pain in his left eye. God healed him completely. Praise God again for another testimony. The next testimony I want to read is from a girl who I knew from a friend in Macabre prison, Jonathan, and I'll just read the testimony of what happened to her. His dear Martin, I was suffering from asthma for the age of 13 through the stress of my father's death. Then from July I have been in the hospital and in and out to doctors for medication, taking inhalers twice a day. Every day pains in my chest, back and sides. I have to stop to get my breath while I'm out walking. My fiancé, Jonathan, became a Christian while in Macabre prison. He told me about you, Martin, how he prayed to meet you, and you did meet him. That day you met him and prayed for me, and I was in a lot of pain, and Jonathan gave me my number, and you rang me. That day you prayed down the phone for me, and the pain had gone almost immediately. From that day to now, I have no pain at all. It's a relief to be able to walk without stopping all the time. I am so happy you rang me that day and touched me through the Lord to be healed, which I have been. Praise God. And this is a testimony, another testimony. This is an inmate in Scotland. Now, this guy had no interest in me writing to him. I went to write to him anyway. I sent my literature, and at this time I didn't know he'd had a problem in his health. He actually had damaged his wrist and some of his fingers. He had no movement for 9 months. Now, he wasn't a Christian. He had no real belief, but I'm just going to read the letter that he sent to me. Again, the grace and mercy of God. He said that he'd been meaning to tell me about his wrist and thumb. He said he was, you know, I'm very skeptical myself, Martin. The stuff you sent me, I don't normally believe in these things, but you'd sent me a healing prayer. You know yourself, I've been suffering for almost 9 months with my hand. Well, I thought it couldn't do any harm to try his healing prayer. Now, it didn't work right away. I said it every night for just a week, and after that, it completely cleared up. I don't know if it's just a coincidence, but 9 months of rubbing cream from the doctor done nothing, but that prayer did. So praise God for his grace and mercy to touch that man, and that guy literally has received Christ as his own Lord and personal Savior now through that miracle. This is a testimony through some anointed cloths that were sent out to Pastor Kabwe Luanga in Kitwa, Zambia. And he goes on to talk about his wife who had problems, he said, and later I want to give you this testimony before God. My wife Anna suffered for a long time. She had strange and severe leg pains. I took her to the hospital many times. There was no cure. I took her for x-rays. Nothing wrong was found, but her legs pained more and more and she couldn't walk. When I received the anointed piece of cloth you sent to me, I placed one on her legs and prayed to the Lord God. In a very wonderful way, God healed her. Now she can walk and sleep nicely. Brother, this is a true testimony. He goes on to share testimony about his daughter as well. Another testimony is about my own daughter, Ruth, who had been bitten by three dogs with rabies. As you know, the disease kills. The hospital had no medicine. I did not have enough money to buy the expensive medicine. The only thing I did was to use the anointed cloth and kept on praying to the mighty living God. My daughter is healed. So praise God. These testimonies I read here are all true and living testimonies, and they're only a small amount of the ones I have. It's just to let you see, as you've already listened to in this CD, God's healing people. His power is not diminished today in any way. Please, please be encouraged. I do believe that through this CD that many will be touched and healed. And at the end of the CD, anyway, I'm praying for people. So again, do please share your testimony if the Lord does indeed touch you. Again, I give him all the glory, I give him all the honour, for he alone is worthy. Praise God. So I'm just going to pray for those who have problems today in their health. And I'd just like to say, would you just place your hand on that part of your body that you have a problem, no matter what it might be. And I'm just going to pray now and ask God to move and to touch and heal them power. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this CD. I thank you for the encouragement that it will bring to people. I thank you for the people who have been touched through it. And Father, again, today I don't come in any authority that I have. I come in your authority, and it's kingdom authority. And I don't come today in my name, in the name of Martin Tucson. I come in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living and true God. And Father God, I pray now for people who are listening to this CD. Father, as they have their hands upon their parts of their body that need touched, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ and faith in that name, Father, I pray for your healing power and virtue to flow into these areas. Father, that you would be glorified, that this would be a testimony unto you. And Father, it's not through him that has been done by me. It's by what has been done by you on Calvary. By your stripes we are healed. And again, you have said, Father God, in your word, that we ask anything in your Son's name, the name of Jesus Christ, that you would do it. So I pray, Father God, for a manifestation of your healing power and virtue to flow into these areas of people's bodies where they're suffering, Father. Whatever the sickness or illness may be, Father, you would touch and move and heal and restore, and we'll give you all the glory and all of the honor. Father, in your presence, there's the power to heal. Your presence is here today, Father God. So move and touch and make every bit whole. And Father God, we'll give you all the glory, we'll give you all the honor, for you alone are worthy. And again, Father, you have said in your word that everything must bow to the name of Jesus Christ, things in heaven and earth and beneath the earth. So Lord, I pray for this problem to bow to the name of Jesus Christ. And again, Father, we'll give you all the glory. Again, I thank you, Father God, for your power. Thank you for your love, Lord. And I pray it will be just demonstrated now and touch people in the manifestation, Lord, with signs, with wonders and miracles following. And again, Lord, we just lift you up. And we tell you, Father God, that we love you. And I pray, Father God, there will be more testimonies to follow through this CD, Father. And I believe, Father God, with all of my heart, soul, and mind, that people have been touched right now. So just pour out your spirit and move, I pray. And I ask us all in the wonderful name of our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living and true God. Amen.